یہ آہ سحر کا اثر دیکھتے ہیں، یہ آہ سحر کا اثر دیکھتے ہیں، مدینے کے شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں، مدینے کے شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں، یہ آہ سحر کا اثر دیکھتے ہیں، مدینے کے شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں، جسے آپ کا با خبر دیکھتے ہیں، جسے آپ کا با خبر دیکھتے ہیں، اسے غیر سے بے خبر دیکھتے ہیں، اسے غیر سے بے خبر دیکھتے ہیں، مدینے کے شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں، غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ، غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ، ملائک سے بھی فوق تر دیکھتے ہیں، مدینے کے شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں، یہ آہ سحر کا اثر دیکھتے ہیں، تجلی جو ہے سبز گنبد پہ ہر دم، تجلی جو ہے سبز گنبد پہ ہر دم، تجلی جو ہے سبز گنبد پہ ہر دم، اسے رشک شمس و قمر دیکھتے ہیں، اسے رشک شمس و قمر دیکھتے ہیں، مدینے کا جغرہ فیا دیکھ کر ہم، مدینے کا جغرہ فیا دیکھ کر ہم، عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں، یہ آہ سحر کا اثر دیکھتے ہیں، مدینے کے شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں، تصور میں آتا ہے جب سبز گنبد، تصور میں آتا ہے جب سبز گنبد، تو ایمان کو گرم تر دیکھتے ہیں، مدینے کے شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں، بفرتے محبت بشوق نظر ہم، بفرتے محبت بشوق نظر ہم، مدینے کے دیوار در دیکھتے ہیں، مدینے کے شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں، ابو بکر و فاروق و عثمان و حیدر، ابو بکر و فاروق عثمان و حیدر، تصور میں ہم ان کے گھر دیکھتے ہیں، مدینے کے شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں، جو روزے پہ حاضر صلاتی ہوئے ہیں، جو روزے پہ حاضر صلاتی ہوئے ہیں تو پندار زیرو زبر دیکھتے ہیں یہ آہ سحر کا اثر دیکھتے ہیں مدینے کے شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں جو جالی پہ صلی اللہ کہہ رہے ہیں جو جالی پہ صلی اللہ کہہ رہے ہیں اے اختر انہیں چشم تر دیکھتے ہیں یہ آہ سحر کا اثر دیکھتے ہیں مدینے کے شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں جسے آپ کا با خبر دیکھتے ہیں اسے غیر سے بے خبر دیکھتے ہیں یہ آہ سحر کا اثر دیکھتے ہیں مدینے کی شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. First translate this very beautiful poem, and mashallah, by Jaz chose a beautiful poem for the occasion. There is a season of Hajj. Every day people are leaving, every day people are reaching Jeddah, Medina, Makkah Sharif. So there is a very beautiful, and true is that, fortunate is that mu'min who may be far but his heart is in Medina Sharif. May Allah make it that our hearts be there, our souls be there in Makkah Sharif, in Medina Sharif. And during these days, regularly we should try and imagine, think of all the people who are now there in Medina Sharif, the crowds which are there, which are in Makkah Sharif, all the people making tawaf, etc. We should transfer ourselves spiritually, our souls, our hearts. It should be there, inshallah. Ye aah sahar ka athar dekhte hain. We see the results of the crying of sehri time, the dua of tahajjud, that a person cried, I want to, Allah, show me your house, take me to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person was continuously, seriously crying, Allah Ta'ala took him, and we see the results that Allah brought us now in front there at Rozai Mubarak, at Baytullah Sharif. Ye aah sahar ka athar dekhte hain. We see the result of my duas of tahajjud time, Medina ke sham o sahar dekhte hain. Ye I am now in Medina Sharif, and I am seeing with my eyes the mornings and the evenings of Medina Sharif. Especially if a person is in the haram also, and out of the haram, after Fajr, that beautiful scene all around. Mount Uhud on that side, Jannatul Baqi on this side, all the people, and at Maghrib time, before Maghrib, if a person is out of the haram, most of the times a person is in the haram at that time, and there also all people are engaged in zikr, dua, tilawat, salatu salam. But outside also, that beautiful crimson sunset, when the sun is setting, and in the backdrop with the Mount Uhud, etc., what beautiful scenes. Jisse aapka ba khabar dekhte hai, whoever we see informed about you, whether it is informed about Allah Ta'ala the marifat of Allah, connection, love of Allah, or of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever has got the recognition and knows who Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, and he's got the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and is connected to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how will we know this? Who is that? Usse ghair se be khabar dekhte hai. We see that that person is disinclined to everyone else besides Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That person does not watch sports there. He's not worried about commentary there. He's not worried about news there. He's not worried about shopping there. If you see a person, and for ourselves, don't look at other people. If we find ourselves busy with news, with commentary, with shopping, with discussions, that is also a common thing, to meet people, to make da'wahs, to be talking all the time, then understand that I'm not yet connected with Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because if a person is connected with Allah and his Rasul, then his time is occupied in zikr of Allah ta'ala, durood sharif, etc. He will be singing ash'ar and atiya kalam, praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is what he will be engaged in. Ghulami se teri ghulamo ka rutba, by becoming your slave, the position of slaves, malaik se bhi fauktar dekhte hai. We see the position of the slaves more higher than the malaika, than the angels also. When a person became the slave, he was a slave, but he became the slave of Allah, a slave of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His position reaches higher than the malaika also. So this slavery is not that one that you drop down, but it's one that raises you up very high. مَن تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. A person who humbles himself for Allah, Allah raises that person very, very high. جَجَلِّ جُهَي سَبْز گُمْبَتْ پِي هَرْ دَمْ. And Allah Ta'ala's torrents of mercy, Allah's rahmat, Allah's barakat, everything which is coming down, more than all the waterfalls of the world, every moment which is pouring down on Rauza Mubarak, usse rash ke shams o qamar dekhte. I see that the sun and envy, the sun and the moon also envy the Rauza Mubarak, the green dome of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How Allah's rahmat is pouring down. I see that the sun and moon also envy it. So that is, if a person's eyes of the heart are open, he will see this. Maulana Yunus Patel sahab, rahmatullah alayh, sitting outside in the front of the Haram Sharif. Somebody asked him, Maulana, what are you sitting and seeing? He said, I'm seeing all the flights coming in to Rauza Mubarak. That is the flights of the Malaika, the people who are sending durood all the time. Continuously people are sending durood. How the farishtas are coming all the time to present the durood sharif. In the same way, Allah's rahmat is pouring down there all the time. A person who sees that, his eyes won't go off there. His eyes will be fixed, and all the time he will be enjoying looking at Rauza Mubarak. Madina ka geografia dekh kar hum, seeing the geography of Medina, the layout, the thoughts of Medina, the thoughts of the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to iman ko garam tar dekhte hai. I find my iman is increasing, is becoming hot. And this also, many people complain that I'm at a low, I don't feel like making ibadat. Just think of Rauza Mubarak, think of Baytullah Sharif, how the people are making tawaf, how Allah's rahmat is coming down. A person's iman will become rejuvenated, it will get serviced again, it will become strong again, and then a person will easily be again be making the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Bafarte muhabbat bashaq nazar ham, what extreme love, what extreme desire to look at ham Madina ki diwar, a diwar o dar dekhte hai. We are seeing the walls and the doors of the city of Medina Sharif. And which Medina? Of the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In a person's mind, he's imagining, he's seeing the time of Medina Sharif, of the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the houses of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, and the desire that I also could be there, and that great love. And all the time also understand that what love Allah had given our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali of Makkah Sharif, of Medina Sharif, to be able to write poems like this. This shows how much a person is filled with that love, then he can write these poems. Abu Bakr wa Farooq wa Uthman wa Haydar radiyallahu anhum, tasawwur mein hum unke ghar dekhte hai. In our thoughts we are seeing the houses of these great sahaba, of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Umar, Usman, Ali radiyallahu anhu. I'm seeing all the houses. How happy doesn't a person feel? Jo roza par hadir salateen huye hai, and all the kings of the world also who have come. What am I seeing? The big kings of the world, when they come to roza mubarak, to pindar, zir or zabar dekhte hai. Then all the greatness, all what they think we are big lords, and we are kings, and we are big ministers, that means nothing there. There we see them as ordinary, simple mendicants, simple persons who have come to present themselves. All the bigness of this, and that haughtiness and pride and arrogance, yeah, nothing of that sort. Everyone comes and humbles himself. Jujali pe salli ala keh rahe hai. And those I see who are reading durood at Rozae Mubarak, ye akhtar unhe chashme tar dekhte hai. I see them with tears in their eyes, with tears flowing from their eyes. If a person sometimes is fortunate and is at Rozae Mubarak at that time, when mashallah there are such people who are reading Salatu Salam, and the words, then you stop reading yourself, you just listen to them. Of course, at other times, the guards just make you move. There is nobody who is standing there. And sometimes, you don't see anyone reading with feeling. But when you are fortunate and they are around you, and regard it as your good fortune, if there is somebody who is reading Salatu Salam with that great feeling and in beautiful words, and is singing also very softly, and these people will be right at the back. They won't be in front. They will be right at the back, right against the wall of the Qibla. On that side they will be. But if you get somebody like that, some Ahle Dil, who is reading from his heart and reading this beautiful, how lucky aren't you to be present at that time. So this is how we should envisage and think of ourselves. We are here, but think of ourselves, we are in Medina Sharif, and these are days, there is the mausam of the Hajj. Our heart should be always connected with Makkah Sharif, with Medina Sharif. We should feel very happy, people going for Hajj. We should feel very sad, I'm not going. For their sake, feel very happy. For my sake, why am I being left out? So may Allah Ta'ala bless us with the real spirit of Hajj and Umrah, and being present at Rozae Mubarak, inshallah. In this kitab, we are reading about the various sunnats and the wisdoms that lie behind sunnats. We were reading about the utensils that we use for cooking, for eating, etc. And particularly, we had read about the great harms of styrofoam. And especially when hot things are put into styrofoam. Styrofoam, you can heat it in the microwave. You can't put it in there. You can. That will be even more harmful. Even ordinarily, the microwave is very harmful. But if you put something to warm up in a styrofoam, it will be even more harmful. Further, he writes, ek fadil Europe doctor ne likha hai, one doctor, expert of Europe, has written, baz auqat maada mein ghiza mein shamil shuda qudrati zeher reh jata hai. Sometimes it happens that naturally the foods that we eat, etc., some poison is left in the stomach. Even if you go to the toilet, your stomach cleans out, but some of it is sometimes left about. Lekin masboot pardon par uska kafi asar nahi padta. But the stomach Allah has made so strong. What chemical reactions take place in the stomach? Yeah, otherwise Allah made it so strong, it's contained in the stomach all the time. Otherwise it could blow up a place, all those chemical reactions, especially the drinking of Coca-Cola. What chemical reaction? But the stomach's, the walls Allah has made so strong that it is contained in there. وہ پوری مستعدی سے زہر کا اثر کا مقابلہ کرتے ہیں. And that poison, that harmful chemicals which were left, the stomach fights it very strongly and it doesn't affect anywhere else, it's contained in there. اور کچھ نقصان نہیں پہنچتا, no harm is caused. لیکن جب aluminium کے مرکبات ان پردوں کو کمزور کر دیتے ہیں, but the parts of aluminium, this aluminium utensils, and commonly our cooking is in aluminium, or perhaps the most cheapest pots that we can buy is aluminium pots, and almost all we cook in aluminium pots. Now in cooking in there, that parts, Hakim Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali of Akbar, whenever a new patient would go to him, the first advises that to get rid of all your aluminium pots, because cooking in them with the heat, it mixes and it comes into the food. And when that parts of that aluminium go into the stomach, un pardo ko kamzor kar dete, the walls of the stomach, it makes them weak. To us zahir ke wahi asarat jo khurdbin se bhi malum na ho sakte the. Then the effects of that poison, that chemicals, which even microscope. With a microscope also you could not see it, numaya ho jate hai. You can see it very clearly now. And the stomach, when the stomach gets sick, problems of the stomach, then the whole body gets affected. Aluminium ke maade mein pohunch kar apne asarat dikhane ke baad mindarje zail halate paida hua karti hai. When aluminium, when its chemicals, its elements reach in the stomach and it shows its effect in the following ways. Baaz martaba pechis aur qay shuru ho jati hai. Sometimes a person starts getting diarrhea and he starts vomiting, a form of cholera. Ji matlane lagta hai. And a person, all the time is uneasy, that burning sensation, all the time. Bhook kam ho jati hai, he doesn't feel like eating. Khoon bigar jata hai, it affects his blood, his blood is not correct. Aur bad hazmi ki shikayat rehne lagte hai, and he suffers from indigestion. This is all the effect of that aluminium. Michigan University ki doctor, Dr. Owen, ka faisla hai ki aluminium ke tamam salat insani sihat ke liye muzir hai. This doctor of this university, his research is that all the chemicals in aluminium are very harmful for human beings. Chicago University ke Dr. Williams ne likha hai ke aluminium ke murakkabat maada mein pahunch kar muhlik asarat dikhaye bagair nahi rehte. This doctor of this university says that the chemicals of aluminium, it harms very greatly and the stomach is not safe. It harms the stomach very greatly. Andaruni aza ke tamam purze kamzor ho jate hai. It weakens every part of the stomach. Unke masamon mein aluminium ke murakkabat jamkar nuksan pahuncha dete hai. In the muscles of the stomach, this aluminium chemicals reach there and make them weak. Dr. H.A. Shigan likhte hai ke aluminium ke murakkabat maade mein pahunch kar bhook kam kar dete hai. This doctor writes that the effects of this aluminium chemicals reaching the stomach, then a person doesn't feel so hungry. Aur baaz auqat dard kisi kaifiyat pe ho jati hai, and sometimes a person has stomach aches and pains. جس کا نتیجہ ان مرکبات کی وجہ سے پیچس قے اور جی کا متلانا ہوتا ہے. As a result of which, then a person suffers from diarrhea, he suffers from vomiting, and also he feels very uneasy, that burning sensation in his chest, etc. ریاست ہائے متحدہ امریکہ ہیلتھ لیگ کے صدر ڈاکٹر ہلیت کا فیصلہ ہے کہ یہ مرکبات معدہ کی طاقت برباد کر دیتے ہیں. This doctor of the United States writes that this aluminium, it destroys the strength of the stomach. It weakens the stomach. And many people who have this problem, the stomach becomes like a baby stomach again. There were such patients, when we were studying in Mias Farm, one patient had come to Hazrat Mufti Sanjalvi Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, our Ustad, And Hazrat had diagnosed that his stomach is gone like a baby stomach. And he put him on a diet just like a baby in the beginning. The milk also diluted, all the tennis biscuits, Mari biscuits, and gradually rebuild his stomach up again. Because these things destroy the stomach. Dr. G. West Naib, F.C. S. ne likha hai ki aluminium ki bartanon ka istemal tibbi taur par muzir hai. This doctor has written, from a medical point of view, using of aluminium pots, utensils, is harmful. And this is particularly when hot things are put in it. And what we should use in place, stainless steel, enamel, but the enamel mustn't be chipped somewhere inside. And also, cast iron, these things are good. Nobody will use earthenware, but that is the best. And that was original. The earthenware, and you cook, and the taste also. You can't match the taste of things which are cooked in earthenware. इसमें कलाम नहीं ये चमकती हुई धात औरतों के दिल मावा लेती है. There is no doubt the order of the woman like the whole set of aluminium pots. They shine them and keep them, and they like to prepare all the food very nicely in that aluminium pots. और बहुत से खाने उसी धात के बर्तन में पकते हैं. And lot of things are cooked in these aluminium pots. लेकिन उन्हें चाहिए कि वो इन बर्तनों के इस्तेमाल से परहेज रखें. But my advice, he says to them, is they should avoid using these aluminium pots. और उनमें ऐसे चीजें हरगिज न पकाएं. And particularly they shouldn't cook these things in the aluminium pots, जिसमें तेजाबी मादे, in which there are essence, like tomatoes, like you add lemon to the. These things will even bring more that chemicals into the food. Anything which is acidity. Or khari ajza shamil ho. And in which there are salty, brackish things. Things which are like that. Salt has to be added to food. But like things which have got more salt, like snook. For example, you cook snook in there. Or anything like that, that will cause even more harm. So the best is, the advice is to try and avoid it. And Hakim Yusuf, when a person who is to take his treatment, this was the first thing that he required, that you must stop cooking in all aluminium pots. And all this is at that time when it is hot, the food, or with the fire, etc. This causes that reaction. For example, if a glass is made of aluminium, you are drinking cold water, that won't have that effect. But when hot things are put into it, if you have you're drinking in a glass, aluminium glass, but it's like lemon juice. Lemon is added or something acidity, that will cause that effect also. And when it is heated even more, and using of the microwave, that will increase the harmful effects even much more greater. If we can look after these things, our health will be looked after. And then we won't have to worry of so much of look after the cause of the problem. But we are only looking after, letting the problem come and then treating the problem all the time. If your food is right, then inshallah your health will be right. You won't have to treat, and you won't need all this other treatment so much. لا حول ولا قوة كسات العلي العظيم كالسبوت. Most of the riwayats have only got la hawla wa la quwwata, but it is proven from riwayats that you read al-aliyy al-azim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim. And the advice Hazrat gave that we should read at least 7 times a day. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Allah multiplies all good by 10, so it becomes 70. And so it is like we have read it 70, and whatever is done in the number 70 according to Arabs and Arab language, it is being done in abundance. And that is the advice, to read La Hawla Wa La Quwwata in abundance. And the last time, read La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billahil Aliyyil Azeem. And if we also add the words La Malja Wa La Manja Min Allahi Illa Ilay, then even better, that also comes in a riwayat. So Hazrat, which always Hazrat used to say, I take part of the weak people and the woman. So Hazrat says, I make it very easy. Hazrat's wazaif also are so little. But if a person does it, regularly. And then again we see this is the teachings of the hadith. In Bukhari Sharif we are taught that a person must choose a moderate path. A moderate path, and all his wazaif etc. he must have little bit, but be regular. That is the amal which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Allah loves a lot, that a person madama ali, what we do continuously, wa in qalla, even if it is little. Of course in faraiz, wajibat, sunnat, there is no question of little there. That five times namaz, all the faraiz equals to 20. So I'll just make 2 rakats or 4 rakats. No, that we have to read full. The wajibat also sunnat muakkada, but the nawafil and our sunnat, our tilawat, our zikr, don't fix such an amount that you can't manage. Fix such an amount which you can manage always, even when you're feeling down, when you're feeling low, then also. And but then be continuous with that. And also, when a person wants to start, let him start with a small amount. And when he's regular with that for at least 6 weeks, 40 days, then he should increase a little bit. Then on the other hand again, let us not take this as a license that we won't even really do anything. Now, at the end of that chapter, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh brings the riwayat where Allah showed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Qibla wall, Jannat and Jahannam. So he brings that riwayat to show, to encourage that you must read some wazaif. Don't also, or the whole chapter is that you, even little, but what you are continuous on. Now a person might get the impression, I'll just do very little. And I'll be, no. You must try and do, and to save yourself from Jahannam and to go to Jannat. You must try and do as much as you can, but at the same time again, don't do so much that you can't manage it. That you have set yourself such a target which you can't manage. Set yourself such a target, and the best is to let your chef set your target. Don't treat yourself, don't fix your own medicine. I think now 5 milligram is enough for me. No, let the doctor fix you, let him diagnose you, and after the diagnosis, then let him prescribe for you. So in that way, then it will be okay. And the proper sheikh will see your condition. And according to that, when a person generally becomes bad, one fixed amount, very little is stipulated. And most of us, we just stay on that. And that also we don't do regularly. Then how can a person progress if he doesn't take that spiritual medicine? But if a person who does it, he reports back, which is very essential in everything. Anything we do, medicine especially, report back to the doctor. You have to come back again. After 6 weeks, you come back again. After 3 weeks, I want to see you again. A person who reports back, that person, and then the doctor sees his condition and changes it. So that is, a person who does that, inshallah, he will progress tremendously. Further, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali writes, صاحب مزار حق لکھتے ہیں کہ لا حول ولا قوت کی پڑھنے سے خزانہ نیکیوں کا ملتا ہے. The author of مزار حق, which is a commentary, Urdu Shara, ترجمہ and Shara of مشکات شریف, he writes that by reading لا حول ولا قوت, a person gets a treasure of nekis, rewards, sawabs. He explains that. اور یہ وہ خزانہ ہے جو وطن آخرت میں بھی کام آتا ہے. And this is that treasure that will help us in our original place of our abode, which is Jannat. That is our final place, and this will help us there. Aur dono jahan mein uski barkaton se mala mal hota, and in both the worlds a person gets the benefit. Many of us also, we feel for our dunya we must do for our dunya, and our deen we must do for akhirat. That is not the right concept. Deen is for dunya also, for akhirat also. A person who practices deen properly, Allah will give him through that his rozi also, his izzat also, his health also, everything, afiyat, salamati, Allah, everything is kept in deen. But many of us, we say even to our children, see, you are doing for your akhirat, you must do for your deen, for your dunya also. No, in deen, everything is included. So if a person reads this, la hawla wa la quwwata, which is so easy, so lit, but regularly. And with how much more concentration, conviction, devotion, so much more he will benefit. The real thing in amal is the kaifiyat, the inside condition. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh, the last riwayat he brought, subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim, and in this that it makes the scales heavy. What is it? The insight, if you read it with that conviction, with that love, with that concentration, that is what makes it heavy. A person, as it is said, that what is a tasawwuf, al-ruju fi al-intiha ila al-ibtida. When you reach the end, you return to the beginning. So what is the beginning? La ilaha illallah. Like small children, they read it in the classroom, shouting it on the top of their voices, but it's an empty capsule. There isn't anything in it. They're just shouting the words and vying with one another who can shout louder and who can read louder. The tasawwuf is you go through the whole process, and now that capsule, have you put 1,000 milligrams in there? 10,000 milligrams of your iman, your yaqeen, you return back to tawheed. And this is Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh. He started with Kitabul Iman and he ended with Kitabul Tawheed. So this is where you come back again, but now that capsule is full. So that inside, what is in it, la ilaha illallah, we make zikr, but if we are half sleepy, no concentration, nothing, we are thinking, it's an empty capsule. So whole life we are making, which our Shaykh rahmatullah alayh used to complain. How many people who make their whole life zikr, but they don't get the real benefit of zikr. So this is that all these, this la hawla wa la quwwata, is extremely, it's just 7 times a day. But a person who reads it with how much explanation, how many weeks we have been going, but how many of us have got that into, how many of us know what is, if we were going for some lectures on anything, on accounting, on biology, and we were like sleeping there, not taking interest, and now we have to write an exam, what are we going to write? We take no interest. Now if we have to ask anyone what we read in the past weeks, how many of us will be, what we read last week? If we were going for accounting lessons, etc., for anything else, our notes we should be making, we should be studying, etc., how what we should do. So that interest is not in us. For us, we just come here for barakat. And we just, Allah's rahmat is coming down, and that is more than enough. Our own effort, whereas the tasawwuf is 99% perspiration and 1% inspiration. But we take it 99% inspiration and 1%, not even 1% perspiration. How can a person who takes that interest, and those who by mashal used to make their notes and study it, etc., they mashallah, how they benefit it also. صاحب مزار حق لکھتے ہیں کہ حضرت شیخ ابو الحسن شاذلی رحمت اللہ علیہ, this great شیخ is one of the imams of tasawwuf. ہمارے مشایخ نے حکم دیا, he writes that our شیخ, he is the imam of tasawwuf himself, he says that our مشایخ have said کہ لا حول ولا قوة الا باللہ کے برابر کوئی کلمہ حتی اعلیٰ کی طرف جھکنے اور اس کے فضل کے راہ اختیار کرنے میں معین اور مفید نہیں. There are no other words which are more beneficial and which are more helpful in turning a glowing Allah's rahmat towards one. That Allah pays His attention to you. Allah's close, as we had read, a person reads la hawla wa la quwwata. Allah says on the arsh of, by the arsh that, abdi in qada wa tara aslama abdi wa staslama. And the meaning of that, abdi in qada wa tarakal inada. We had explained it a lot, but many of us will just look now with a questioning look, that what does it mean and all that, and how that explanation came. So this is that this kalima, it causes a whole big commotion from here to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And a person who has got yaqeen, he sees this commotion, that everything is happening, that I read here on the farsh, on the earth, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, how it drew Allah's attention. And a person, and it comes also in here, that when a person reads it with that conviction, that is what draws the attention of Allah Ta'ala. Many of us, wazifas, we read plenty, problems, more wazifas, but empty wazifas. You're taking more capsules, but empty capsules. You are your medicine, you're diluting it with 100% water. And now you are taking more and more that medicine, but you are drinking water all the time. So have the original and then see what its effect will be. Hazrat Makhul Tabi Rahmatullah Ali ki riwayat Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu se hai ki is kalima ko parne se 70 qisam ke nuksan aur zarar ko hatta ala dur farma dete hain. Hazrat Makhul who is a Tabi Rahmatullah Ali narrates from Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that by reading this kalima 70 harms a person is saved from. There we read 99 diseases a person is saved from previously. And here the two of them, the diseases, the lowest of disease is depression. That a person will be saved from depression. And according to World Health Organization, presently in first world countries, industrialized countries, the most major disease is the one of depression. And the 70 harms a person will be saved from will be poverty and being dependent on other people. By reading it, Allah will make you, will give you riches. You won't make you dependent upon anyone. But the sad part is, how many of us read it? How many weeks we are reading? Each one asks ourselves, am I reading my 7 times a day? Or am I reading like in a dream, just finishing my mamulat or whatever? Or am I doing it with that conviction and with that love? If a person gets any medicine, any diet, anything, which he feels, this is going to help me, how he clings to it, how he brings it into his life, like that if we have that conviction. And for that, that iman has to be built. For that, majalis are important, sohbat is important, zikr is important, tilawat is important, duas are important, and to save ourselves from guna. One guna, like 1 gram of poison you have. And you are doing the best diet, and you are best medicine also, everything, but 1 gram of poison you put in. So the person who saves himself from gunas also, then these things will have an effect. Otherwise, we are doing all these good things, but you are adding some poison also. How can that help you? May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to be regular with our... and really, as I mentioned, our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, has shown a simple prescription. Very easy. In fact, Hazrat was so... One time, I asked Hazrat that when going to sleep at night, if we just make tayammum, is that all right? In place of wudu, a person feels lazy. Many times, sometimes he makes, other times he feels lazy, different occasion, safar, he's tired, etc. So Hazrat said, it's fine. Then Hazrat said, it's not even necessary. Stay away from guna. That is what is important. Right? One person, Hazrat Damat Barakatuh may explain that... to make zikr all the time, to have Allah's thought all the time, it's not easy, a person gets engaged in how many other conditions. So Hazrat said, even if you don't, no problem, but stay away from guna. That is what is important. But we, our nature, we make lot of ibadat also, charity also, other ibadats also, and guna also. TV we watch, other haram things we watch, ghibat we don't worry about, bad nazri we don't worry about, all these things, anger we don't worry about, then we expect to get results. Eh? A person who is a diabetic, by getting the best medicine, the best doctor, everything, and time to time, every diet is so hard on his wife, the diet also must be right, but he's eating chocolates after chocolates with it. What is that going to help him? So this is our condition. One main thing is to give up guna, then see the results. Then even a person who does a little, but see what great results Allah Ta'ala will give. Further, we were reading in this kitab, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali's, so many prescriptions to make it easy to give up guna. And inshallah, none of us know even one. After listening all the time, inshallah, I think none of us know even one. That is how our interest is. So anyway, Hazrat writes further, his fazat is nazar se mutalliq Allama Alusi Rahmatullah Ali ka irshad. In order to safeguard our eyes, what did Allama Alusi Rahmatullah? Those of us who make notes, even if we just made one point, We remember the whole Malfoz, it comes in front. Just some Ishara. Those who depend on our memory, what the Imam read in Isha now? What is our memory? What we had for supper now? What is our memory? So our Shaykh said, if you depend on your memory, then you will get diarrhea. Take out your diary and note it in your diary, you won't get diarrhea. Otherwise, if you don't note it in your diary, everything like diarrhea, it just goes out. Allama Alusi rahmatullahi alayhi tafsir Ruh al-Maani mein likhte hai ki Allah Ta'ala ne nazar ki hifazat ka jo hukam diya hai uske mutalliq khud farmaya hai. Allama Alusi rahmatullahi alayhi says, the command which Allah gave in the Quran Sharif that we should look after our gazes, Allah Himself gave the command, ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَكُمْ أَطْحَرَ مِنْ بَنَسِرْ رَيْبَتِي وَأَنْفَعَ مِنْ حَيْثُ الدِّينِ وَالدُّنْيَا, that this أَزْكَى لَكُمْ. There other places Allah Ta'ala said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. Here Allah said that ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَكُمْ. In every way it is purity for you, and the greatest purity. A person wants to purify himself, from save himself from guna. The greatest way to purify yourself from all types of sin is guarding the gazes. And Hazrat Rahmatullah said, and the ulama of the world, the pious of the world acknowledge Hazrat's what position Hazrat had. Hazrat said, all this Allah gave me on looking after my gazes. So what a great thing. And it's not impossible. Shaitan tells us in this age and time, the way my work is, where I am, it's impossible. But alhamdulillah, so many friends who keep contact, what positions they are in. Hey, that their females are around them also. But alhamdulillah, you can see, and what we discern sincerely, genuinely, how they're protecting themselves. So this is how it is possible. Even in these days it is possible. آنکھوں کی حفاظت کا جو حکم نازل ہوا یغضوا من ابصارهم. Allah's command that came with regard to saving the eyes from looking at haram, Allah said, lower your gazes. یغضوا من ابصارهم. مومنین کاملین اپنی نگاہوں کی حفاظت کرے, that the true perfect believers, they guard their gazes. آگے فرمایا, and in front Allah Ta'ala said, connected it with that. What is it connected with? وَيَحْفَظُ فُرُوجَهُمْ أي أَمَّا لَا يَحِلُّ مِنَ الزِّنَا وَالْلِوَاتَتِ, that they safeguard the private parts from zina, from other women, and from homosexuality, sodomy. From that also they safeguard and protect themselves. اور اپنی شرمگاہوں کی حفاظت کرے اعمال حرام زنا اور لواطت سے. اس کے آگے ارشاد ہوا, three sentences of the Quran which coming one after the other. The one is يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ, the next one is وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ, and the third ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَكُمْ, that is of the greatest purity and cleansing for you. یہ عمل پاک رکھنے والا ہے ان کو ان بے حیائی کے کاموں سے. By safeguarding your gazes, you will be protected of all shameless and lewd acts, جو شرمگاہ کے متعلق ہے, which are connected with the private part. اور شک و شبہ اور بدگمانی, تہمت اور بے چینی, بے کلی کی گندے سے بچانے والا ہے. And not only that, you will be safeguarded from the guna of the private parts, which we all know, but it will also save you from doubts. Today, how many people have doubts in deen? Like that, in a majlis like this we are, we go Makkah, Medina, we go in Jamaat, then our iman is at a height. But when we are in other environments, one friend just said, his uncle took out some such things, some people got what funny philosophies from the Quran, and they think they're very learned, and they got doubts themselves, and they're putting doubts in other people about various things of deen. When you mix with such people, with dunyadar people, with sinful people, they put you in doubt. You don't have the answer and they put you in doubt. So a person should stay away from that. But many of us, we want to mix freely. We want to have a very broad outlook. We mustn't have a narrow outlook. Only mix with the right people. Mix with everyone. Listen to everyone. Those people destroy your iman. And then all your doubts, shak shuba, bad gumani. Now you're accusing people, thinking bad about people, tuhmat, accusing people, becheni, Now you haven't got peace of mind. Now you don't know what is right. Is this right? What is that right? I go to majlis, I hear this. I go to jamaat, I hear that. When I meet with my friends, especially schools, universities, and when you, unfortunately, if you got this wrong company, and they're talking all this evil thing, and unbelievable what Satanism and all this, what it is, how the young people's minds are being, what doubts are being put in their mind, what thoughts are being put in their mind. Outwardly, they still are our children, they're everything, but their minds are filled with all these dirts. Be kali ki gandagiyo, be kali, nothing, you never at rest, you are always anxiety, parishan all the time. Ki gandiyo se bachane, this amal of safeguarding your eyes will save you from all this also. Zalika azka lakum. It is got the most, the tazkiyah is in the amal of safeguarding your eyes. Or deen or dunya dono ke liye naafi hai. And safeguarding your eyes is for a remedy for all the problems of deen also and dunya also. Kyunki nazar zina ka daakhana, sandookul bareed hai. Because the looking at other woman, just looking is the post box of zina. The eyes that you are looking with your eyes is the post box of zina. It's an application. We are making an application for something evil. Uske under deen aur dunya ke masail, and in it, in this one look that you looked into that post box, you posted your letter, your eyes, you looked at there. What is in there? Deen aur dunya ke masail. The problems of deen and dunya is qadar hai jo makhfi nahi. As so many which are not hidden. Aur siga azka mubalagha ke liye hai, tafzeel ke liye nahi.